I'm Jay Paul for Palmer 96 Sports. The NBA's Board of Governors will announce today that they have approved a league proposal on a 22-team format to restart the season in Orlando. The plan includes 13 Western Conference teams and 9 Eastern Conference teams, 8 regular season games each, a possible play-in tournament for the 8th seed, and playoffs. The play-in tournament will include the number 8 and number 9 teams. If the 9th seed finishes the regular season within 4 games of the 8th, in that case, the number 8 seed enters a double elimination tournament, and the number 9 seed a single elimination tournament. Teams will begin training at team sites in July and advance to full training camps in Orlando later that month. For those 8 teams left out of the playoffs, Timberwolves, including Atlanta, Cleveland, Charlotte, Detroit, Timberwolves, there has already been dialogue with the league urging mandatory summer training camps and regional fall leagues that could bridge the lengthy gap, 9 months. The Minnesota Timberwolves may not be included in the rest of the season, but they have teamed with the Minnesota Lynx to announce the first of many steps the organization will take to fight racism and help unite its communities. The organization will enter a multi-year partnership with the Minneapolis Foundation to address systemic inequities and translate community anger into actions. The partnership will include civic leadership duties with Timberwolves head coach Ryan Saunders and Lynx head coach and general manager Cheryl Reeve serving as leaders on one of 2 advisory committees that will oversee the disbursement of the Fund for Safe Communities, a fund that will champion the prevention of further violence, address systemic inequities, reform the criminal justice system, and heal communities affected by the tragedy. The second advisory committee will be compiled of diverse youth from Minneapolis. The 2 committees will work collectively to disperse funds from the Fund for Safe Communities as early as next week. As expected, Major League Baseball has rejected the players' offer for a 114-game regular season with no additional salary cuts, and they told the union they don't plan to make a counterproposal. Players made their proposal Sunday, which was up from an 82-game regular season in management's offer last week. Opening day would be June 30th, with a regular season ending October 31st. MLB told the union it had no interest in extending the season into November when it fears a second wave of the coronavirus could disrupt the postseason and jeopardize $787 million in broadcast revenue. While management has suggested it could play a short regular season of about 50 games with no more salary reductions, it has not formally proposed that concept. Earlier this week, multiple players told ESPN that they would not accept a shorter schedule. Teams and players hope to start the season in ballparks with no fans, and teams say they would sustain huge losses if salaries are not cut more. The sides agreed to a deal March 26th in which players accepted prorated salaries in exchange for $170 million in advances and a guarantee that if the season is scrapped, each player would get 2020 service time, matching what the player accrued in 2019.